possibly right at the beginning, but on this, says that a person draws nearer by doing the fard, gets close to Allah by doing the fard, and then he draws nearer by doing the nawafil. The Shaykh al-Akbar says, the nawafil is your own irada, is your own will. It comes afterwards. But he reached God because of doing the fard, and that's it. The greatest of the awliya just pray their fard. They don't spend their time doing copious and copious and copious amounts of outer actions. What they do at night, hidden, is their own business. They don't make it known to people what they do. These people are the malamiya, the people of blame. The people of blame, who you would say to them, is that it? Is that it? Look at him. The Prophet doesn't describe them, that they come to gatherings and you won't even notice them. And they're disheveled. Sometimes their clothes are like nothing. You don't even think twice of it. But because of them, you get victory in your battles. Because of them, rain comes down from the skies. The Prophet is saying that in his lifetime, as an example to the Sahaba Quran. And Allah said in the Quran, had it not been for some of the believers, that the mercy of victory of Allah would not have come upon you. Okay, so that's an extreme example. There's not many of those people around. And you don't take them as sheikhs anyway. You take what you're given and nothing more. If anyone from now on ever asks for a wird more than what the sheikh has given, or if it comes up in a conversation the sheikh gives it, you're really wasting your time. Do what the sheikh has told you to do, and you will get the highest possibility that you're able according to your receptivity. Nothing more, and also nothing less, obviously. Spiritual laziness is a good positive quality for the high ranking of the awliya. Number 29. Not to suspect that the Shaykh dislikes you, humiliates you, or gives precedence to others above you. Part of the nafs reacts. So if the Shaykh tells you off, or so-and-so's this, you know, it affects the nafs, the person's ego, but he shouldn't take it to that level where he starts having ultimately what is a bad opinion of his Shaykh. Even if the Shaykh unloads vehement, you know, criticism upon you, you accept it because he's speaking from his state and from his expectations and his perfection and your lack of adlub and your failing. But you do not take it personally, because what does that do? It opens up the door to the shaitan to whisper and to say many things will come from that, because it becomes you personalized it. We're treating the shaykh here as a spiritual